Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Netflix's big show, which we've talked about before on this programme, Emily in Paris. Well, shock for everyone watching, because revealed at the end of season 4 is that its lead character was heading to Rome, and it caught many viewers by surprise, almost as much surprise as the fact that I didn't realise there was a break there. But the French president, Emmanuel Macron, has waded into this one, would you believe, and said the country will fight hard. International politics is getting way more crazy all the time. He said France will fight hard to stop the show relocating to Italy's capital. In an interview with the US magazine Variety, Mr. Macron said the show is good for the image of France and the attractiveness of the country.
And I think it's good for the image of France. I mean, living in Paris is super positive in terms of attractiveness for the country. So for my own business, it's a very good initiative.
So the show now is moving to Rome. How is that possible? How do you get them back?
Because we will fight hard and we will ask them to remain. Emily in Paris and Roma doesn't make sense.
There you go. International relations. That's Emmanuel Macron of France. Well, one Italian man who says Emily should stay in Rome is Giuseppe Crupi, director of Pinocchio Cookery School in Dublin and a friend of this programme. Giuseppe, buonasera.
Ciao bello, come stai?
Do you like Emily in Paris, Giuseppe?
I did to a point. All it was missing was the location. Now it's going to be perfect.
Do you think Emily in Roma will be better?
No, I actually want Emily in Paris shot in Rome.
Well, I don't know, Giuseppe. I wonder, do you have to be careful what you wish for here? Because I know Emmanuel Macron is all about Emily now, but when this show first started in Paris, a lot of Parisians and French people were very put out by how they were being portrayed.
Yeah, I think it's often the case, isn't it? When there are shows like that, they generally try to portray any place using cliché. So if you are from that place, you don't like that because you don't want to reinforce cliché. But then if there are positive outcomes out of it, like in this case, I think there was a very obvious improvement in terms of tourism and advertisement of the country, you know, then they changed their mind. You know, like, and I think this is what they don't want. It's not so much about the show, it's more about the advertisement.
Okay.
And you see, like, French people generally hate to lose, but they hate it more if they lose against Italians.
Yeah, and Italians love to win.
especially against the French. No,
tell me. Now, what we saw with Emily in Paris and the characters, as you say, we see the clichés and the stereotypes, and particularly Parisians being very rude and sort of stuck up and, you know, not understanding the Americanisms and all that. What do you think the stereotypes of people from Rome will be? What are we going to see in Rome?
Well, I will say that it's not going to be too far off in the sense that there is going to be portrayal of miscommunication, if you want, you know, like, so a clash in style between Americans and Italians. I will say that Italians wouldn't be so snooty in the characterization, you know, like, so talking down, would be more kind of loud and possibly some innuendos here and there, obsession about food, loud people, you think they're angry, they're just very happy, you know, like, so. And I think as a clash of cultures, it works well because somehow I find that the Italian roots in America are much more cherished than the French ones, if you know what I mean. You know, Italo-Americans are quite
vocal. They'll score, you're right. Yeah. I think you're right there, Giuseppe. They'll score big on that one. How and ever, isn't Paris far more elegant and fashion conscious? And isn't the food far better in Paris than it would be in Roma?
Giuseppe, never mind.
Prego,
Giuseppe.
Sarah, prego.
Okay. No, thank you. And I feel provoked, but I learned.
Shocked.
I learned to shut my inner demons, and I see there a challenge, you know, like, for you to get out of the blindness and the darkness of your ignorance. So basically, to be honest with you, definitely there is a strong connection between Italian culture and French culture, and it's very difficult to make comparisons when it comes to taste, you know, like fashion or food.
Is it though? Because every French person I've met, they say France is better.
No, would you say? Oh, every French person, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Italians don't do that because generally when you are better, you don't need to say that, I guess. You know, but if you feel the urge to say that, it's kind of out of a inferiority complex.
Can I ask you this very finally, though? And Sarah touched on it. What do you think they should include as the essence of Italian culture if they go bring Emily to Rome?
Well, if they go to Rome, I think that, have you been to Rome, Cormac?
Oh yes, yeah, many times, beautiful.
I think that one thing for sure, even though we were not together when you went, is that at a certain stage when you were in Rome, you were thinking about the past. Like Rome is such a testament to all the previous cultures that were there, from the Romans and all the others, because they are everywhere scattered around the city, you know, like France, especially Paris, has kind of a modern feel, you know, like it's very pretty and stuff, but Rome has all its ancient soul, or the ruins of its ancient soul, there in the middle of the traffic.
Basically,
you know?
To sum up what you're saying Paris is for today, but Rome is forever, I think, is basically what you're saying.
It's a good way. I think Netflix should use that. But you know what I mean is that, especially coming from America, that's such an added value, because what happens in America, and that everything is so recent. So if you then locate an American in Rome, and she feels a connection to the ancient past, I think that adds a different layer to the story.
Okay, Giuseppe, grazie, arrivederci. Thank you very much indeed. Giuseppe Crupi, Director of Pinocchio Cookery School in Dublin.